Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
The thing called a bum bum bum. Zero with the arms of me.
Bum bum bum.
It's a different style, different fashion. No? No?
Yeah, boss.
So we say one thing and three can understand. Who one thing and three can understand. Mommy, they might talk about me.
Welcome to the Thursday / Friday edition of the show with the most and the host and hostess with the most, DMV Kale and Lady T. We're going to call this on Kale Corner. Yeah, that's what we're on. We're on the corner. Kale Corner, Thursday, Friday Eve, 5 p.m. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what we doing, you know? Y'all know what we doing here. Hey, you know what? I'm going to start this show with an applause for Kale is what we're going to call that thing. An applause for Kale, okay? How can I put this? I was on the train this evening. Coming home, on the way, there were a group of young ladies. Now, I don't know where today's young lady gets this from, but they were loud, rude, just. Everything you don't want, you know what I mean? Everything you don't want to deal with, everything that we consider wrong, you know, that's what they were. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, Kale, don't get caught up. Don't lose, you know, focus, because I was preparing for talking with you guys. And one of them stepped on my toe, y'all. And I'm talking about that little pinky toe that when bothered, it hurts like a mug. You know what I mean? And I mean, I don't know if this young lady had on stiletto is the boot for females with the heel on them, right?
It could be a shoe too, but it's any kind of heel with the heel is extra high on both ends, like the foot part and the heel part.
Okay. Okay. You see, I learn something every day. I'm going to say this heifer had on stilettos, okay?
This heifer?
She caught that little pinky toe, and y'all, I cried, sneezed, and burped all at the same time. Don't ask me how, but that is what came out of me when she stepped on that toe. And me being from another generation, I'll say, we all know what I'm expecting. Tree, what do you think I was expecting, Tree? What do you think I was expecting her to say to me after she stepped on my damn pinky toe? What do you think I was waiting for?
An apology.
Not yes, an apology. But I ain't no jerk, and I know this generation. So an excuse me would have done.
Yeah.
An excuse me would have done.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
I looked at her, and she looked at me and rolled her eyes and kept conversating with her girlfriends. And one of her girlfriends looked at me and said, "Something wrong with him. You better say something to this man. Did you step on his foot or something?" She said, "Yeah, I stepped on his toe." And then continue to conversate. I told that girl, I said, "You know what? Your little ass better be glad that we not in Cherry's or Evans Grill or Mucumbo Lounge back in the day right now. Because I would have about four or five of my little female hitters waiting for you outside the club to beat the hell out of you."
Mm-hmm.
And the other little girl was like, "Oh, my mom talked about those clubs all the time." I said, "Ask your mom how they used to get down in those clubs for people stepping on people's feet." And the little girl was like, You wouldn't do nothing. Her girlfriend told her, "Girl, shut your damn mouth. Excuse her, sir, for stepping on your foot." I said, "Young lady, you going places. You going places, baby. You are going places, baby girl. You know?" And I told the other one, I said, You keep talking. I got $50 in my wallet that I will offer one of these chicks on this train to beat the hell out of you." What she did, she turned around and ain't looked back again and didn't move her damn feet. Girl, I'm telling you, it was like, Treat, I swear to goodness, I don't know if she actually did this, but it felt like she sought out my toe and stepped as hard as she could on that toe. Girl. But anyway, I have to give myself an applause and a pat on the back, because that would really set me off back in the day. So
right.
I'm proud of myself. I give myself kudos, congratulations. Attaboys, all of that, because I'm telling you, and the little half a head curls or twists or plaits or whatever, little things in her head. I wanted to snatch every one of them jokers out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the forehead to the back of the neck, I wanted them gone. Mm-hmm. You understand me? I wanted her to feel some of the pain that I felt from her stepping on my damn toe. And then to look at me and grit and not even say, "Excuse me," I'm like, "God, who the hell raising y'all kids, man? Who is raising y'all kids? I mean, goodness gracious. You step on somebody's toe, you say, 'Excuse me.' Am I wrong?"
Right.
What?
No.
I mean, I know, and you know what? I look at my son, and I tell my son all the time, yes, ma'am, when he, especially when he's talking to my mom, because if he don't say yes, ma'am, to my mom, I got to hear about it. You know what I mean? So when you're talking to grandma, please, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, you know, it's not a whole lot of work, son. Just do that for me. He does. No problem. You step on somebody's foot. Oh, excuse me. My bad. My fault. You know, words like this. These are words of encouragement. You know what I mean? So, So I'm just like, okay, you know, damn. I mean, are parents really not raising their children to say excuse me anymore? Are you weak because you're an individual that can say, I'm sorry, my fault, my bad?
Right.
I just don't know where we are. I just don't know where we are. But, you know, like, we're on Kale's Corner. I got that all. I got that off my chest, all my cornerites and cornies or whatever we want to call each other. I'm good now. Thank y'all for my Wootsaw vent moment. You know what I mean? All I'm going to say is if you got some youngins in your family, that teenage era, you know, from I'll say from 12 up to damn 22, seriously, get those kids, man. Grab them up and teach them what we learned. You know what I mean? And if they got some parents, they got something to say, then you explain to them, I'm saving your child's life. Because if another one of them little bastards step on my damn toe, it's on. You understand me?
Okay. Right.
Let's go.
You digress?
Boy, I digress. Today on Kale's Corner, even though the fact that this is the first, we're in the first half of this NBA young NBA season, pitchers are running high and players are expressing themselves, you know, in the most aggressive manner. Chicago's Tony Bradley and Ja Morant had to be separated after Bradley fouled Morant in an extra manner, something a little beyond basketball. So we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about the divisional round of the playoffs this weekend. The matchups that are kicking off, 49ers and the Packers, Rams, Bucks, Bills, Chiefs, you know, Bengals, Titans. I want to know where you guys are and where you're standing with this. Lady T will be bringing week two version of Lady T's picks. All right, her playoff picks. So we're going to discuss all this and more on Kale's Corner when we come back. And here's my tribute to Masonic Temple. What was the other one? Well, no, Trish, you ain't really go to the go-go like that. Evans Grill, Cherries, the Black Hole. Who?
And there's a park, you some said, kind of park that I used to go to or something.
Watkins Park.
Yeah, Watkins Park. That's what I was saying.
And a little birdie just yelled out the Ibex. You know what I mean? So we did my tribute to all those go-go spots where you can go Monday through Monday and catch a go-go. We'll be right back, y'all. 563-999-3782.
8-38
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
As Chief Treats and Charles Barkley would say, that's terrible. For once, we agree. But what do we expect? I mean, every season we have that. You know, some teams start the season out terribly slow, and the Orlando Magic is one of those teams this year. You know, they just they have good players. I'm not going to say that. I think that these guys just haven't found their chemistry as of yet.
Yeah,
it's low. It's,
you know,
real low
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it takes a little time for them to, you know, pull it all together. But, you know, if nothing else, they'll have a good draft pick. Can we say that? They'll have more ping pong balls in the draft or the show, and maybe they'll come up with a good, you know. I would hope. Let's go to the Huckleberry. What'd it do?
What's up, Huckleberry?
I'm your Huckleberry, baby. What's happening, everybody?
What's going
hey,
on?
Hey, Tree.
What's
Let me say this to you. Can you can everybody hear me?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, look. I'm going to say this real quick. Hey, Tree, I said, hey, it's 5 minutes after. I ain't called in yet late yet. But hold on. Kale always got some moral stuff he needs to talk about before the show starts, really. So I'm going to let him get that out. I didn't know it was going to be somebody stepped on his foot. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. That little ever stepped on my foot with evil intent, man. I'm trying to tell you. She tried to flatten my pinky toe, man. That don't hurt like I don't know what. You remember when we was little and we got our mom getting on us and we get that one lick where you can't make no noise. You just...
Ain't no sound coming out.
No sound coming out. Y'all think I'm joking? I sneeze, burp, and all that at the same time. Yeah, it was not. I wanted, man.
I held tight for a minute. I said, okay, let me call in now. He should be almost at the end. But anyway. Back to basketball. I love that. Even though we lost last night, and I understand what you're saying about the fights in the NBA, yeah. I would have loved to see Harrell just punch Aldridge in the face last night. That's what I wanted to see.
Man.
You know?
Yeah. Man. He was on fire.
These comments are not made by Kale's Corner.
the comments expressed are those of 57, aka Pittsburgh Bandit.
Right.
Okay, I told it down for the sake of Kale Corner, but they were getting very aggressive last night, and I wanted to see Harrell get a little more aggressive with Aldridge. Because they were letting Aldridge do a lot that he wanted to do down in the paint last night. But I'm telling you, I like there's no easy game when you come here anymore. I love it.
No easy game.
Debo said, how is it a team 8-46 and still getting paid? He say, I'm about to tell my son to join the NBA, man. Dude, still making millions. Yeah, I'm going to tell my son to join the NBA. Hey, I ain't mad at him. Hey, and Marcus says he's going to keep his comments short. Y'all, he's not feeling well. So let's go ahead and go to Marcus now, man. Marcus, you with us?
Yes, sir. What's going on, fam?
Hey, Marcus.
What's going on with you, bro?
Hey, nothing, man. just doing too much, man. That's all. How's everybody though?
Everybody's great, man. Everybody's good. Yeah. Everybody's great. Everybody's great.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mark. You good?
Nah, I thought y'all was talking about the games last night.
Yeah, we were at the
basketball game.
Yeah, the basketball game last night and between the Wizards and Nets and also the Chicago Tony Bradley and Ja Morant scuffle. We were talking about that as well.
Oh, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
I just saw the Wizards game.
Yeah, this was 2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
After we got off the air on Tuesday, they played Tuesday night, and that's when the scuffle happened. So we just now today talking about it because we just, you know, we back on air now, so we can talk about it now.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that joint out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, stand by, Marcus. Stay with us, bro. Stay with us. Just text me if you feel like you got to go. Ted, I know Ted knows exactly what we're talking about.
What's up, Ted?
Hey, good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Hey, what's up, Ted? Blessed by the best.
No time for the stress. You know what I mean?
I'm grateful to be on with you ladies and gentlemen. Blessed indeed.
So you talking about when
what's the name picked the guy up and took him away from John Morant?
Yeah.
Right.
That's the play that they got into it.
I can see where, you know, John was agitated because he's still grabbing. I'm like, man, that's enough grabbing. You don't have to continue to be holding on to me.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So,
I'll be like, dude, why are you still touching me, man? Get up off me, man. You know, the play, the whistle
was blown. Because John Morant was doing that to him the whole game. See, y'all got to watch the whole game. Y'all can't watch that little clip piece right there. Y'all got to watch the whole thing. John Morant was hands checking him the whole time, like back and forth. And then when it's your turn to get hand checked, you don't want to be touched. NIGGA,
okay.
Stop playing with me.
All right, and as far as John Morant saying that, but then also John Morant, you ain't got to get so aggressive. You also escalated it to how aggressive you got. You know,
that's right. So
you know, both of them escalating, and young dude was like, man, calm down, and John Morant was trying to like, nigga, you can't, you know, blah, blah, skipping, and so. It shouldn't have been escalated as far as it went. Had they made a bigger deal than what they did, it's supposed to have been, I guess, on Martin Luther King's birthday or the eve, you know, after his birthday celebration or whatever, that weekend of those games. So it was a little bit much, you know, but Stephen Adams did what a player's going to do. Man, dude, listen, I'm going to remove you away from my man. You know what I'm saying? Come on over here, buddy. That's the kind of center I need and want for my team. You know, so
But
I think John Morant's been having attitudes lately, like he got to prove something because he's not getting enough votes or respect and stuff because he's just been really hostile, you know, like don't touch me and, very adamant about a lot of stuff.
Well, I don't see why because he's been lighting the NBA up lately.
Right,
yeah, but
a lot of times they do, and
he's getting a lot of respect off the court from the people who don't play the game. But because he's with a losing team or it's in a losing effort, players are like, you know, who the hell you think you are? You know what I mean?
He ain't doing nothing.
Say what?
I said, plus he's in, like you said, he's in also in a small market.
Right.
Yeah. And Phoenix is doing good right now, though.
Yeah, his
team
he's
is doing good
good
right now.
He's in that Western Conference. He's in that Western Conference being overshadowed by what Stephen Curry is doing. You know, what Phoenix team is doing that equates with Chris Paul. And he's got a lot of competition that he's not getting. You know, he's getting pubs. They looking at it, but they looking at his highlight films of how he's dunking all that. But those us true basketball, you know, as aficionados, we look at everything. You know, his overall play, how he leads the team and this and that and stuff. So
meaning,
but. He's striving for that recognition. He's trying to fight for that. He's trying to prove that, hey, I belong. So, hey, and
I don't think that's
the
case. The guys, team is number three in the Western Conference. His defense is off the chart right now.
But what are you saying?
You know,
not the case.
I can't put my finger on what's wrong with. I think it might go back to more to what Tree was saying. That he had been hand-checking that guy the whole game. And when it reversed, he didn't like it.
It goes back
to what she said. I don't think it has anything to do about what his mentality is right now. I think he just got some of what he was dishing out and couldn't take it.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't take it?
Yeah, we addressed that. I got you. But I thought we was going something further on something different on that. We addressed that. We agree with that. But that's cool.
I think he needs to be careful because he don't want his reputation to go in the wrong way. You know, he doesn't want his reputation to go awry. And what do I mean by that? We all know how when a player gets that title of attention hungry and willing to do anything and, you know, over uber aggressive, you know, the refs start calling your game in a different way. And once those referees get involved, Morant, that's going to hinder you, bruh. And if you're getting to a point where you're ready to fight and all that right now, this early, you know, dude, I mean,
yeah,
you're preparing, be prepared to pay a lot of fines and to find yourself left off of all-star teams and things of that nature because nobody wants that bad seed. See, the NBA, and y'all understand where I'm going with this. The NBA loves the black athlete. They love the black athlete. They love what he can do, all he brings to the table, personalities, and everything. But once you get that bad boy image on you, the NBA kind of don't want to touch you, man. The NBA kind of does not want you a part of their product. And at the same time, I can't really blame them. I can't really blame them. You're going outside of this we want as an image with your buffoonery. And I'm going to say, yes, buffoonery. Because as Street stated, if you can dish it out, you have to be able to take it when it comes back, bro. You got to take it when it comes back your way. If you trip somebody, know that you will be tripped.
Yeah.
Basketball, one will be thrown back at you. And it might not be that particular game you're playing in where you did that. It might be two or three games down the road because one thing we know about professional athletes, somebody went to college with somebody that's on your team, on the other team, in that league. So you have somebody upset with you and trying to get payback with you where you won't even see it coming from. Do y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're speaking truth.
My thing is,
we're talking about fines. Let me tell you this. While we're talking about fines, Kyrie in y'all game last night, in y'all game, Kyrie Irving was fined $25,000 because, you know, the fans was heckling him. And he...
No, he didn't, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Was there a fine handed down to that assistant coach that touched the live ball from the court? Did they hand the fine?
Nobody saw it.
Nobody saw it.
After the game.
Nobody saw it, so if they ain't see it, they ain't going to call it. Or if they did, so
and
they
then,
act like they
but,
did
but they
see.
Caught it on tape. They caught it on
tape.
Yeah,
that
tape.
Was after the fact.
It doesn't
that
matter.
That after the
you
fact when they
did
it, doing their editing and stuff. Kale, you got to understand,
hey, look.
They be finding a lot of stuff when they editing those reels, when they editing them and, you know, sitting down and looking at them. They don't catch a lot of that stuff right then and there because they're not really looking for that at that moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't go back in a live game to look for just that. Let me see if I might have. They don't do that. Everything is reviewed.
Look how many
after
times.
The game.
But they looked at that that shot that they say didn't hit the rim last night, and it clearly hit the rim. And they say it didn't hit the rim. And they called it 24 second on the net. You can see that clearly it hit the rim.
Hit the rim on that. They should look at that on that one.
I'm just saying, once you watch the film, and it's not even a matter of having to watch the film. Our pathetic anchors caught it themselves.
Yes.
So I know the NBA officials had the people had the advantage of seeing that themselves. So it wasn't even a matter of going to look for it. It was a matter of, hey, at what point in time did this happen? Oh, well, by our tape, it was at such and such and such point of the third quarter. Okay, boom, let's go to such and such. Oh, yeah, we got to find him. We got to find him now, Martin.
But
Martin,
that's on y'all people, though.
Fired.
You talking about y'all people?
Right, right.
That's
right.
On y'all
that's
people
it.
To do that.
That's
fired.
On us. That's
yeah,
on
that's
us. We have to bring it out.
We
have to bring it out.
We are really looking for that right now. We don't know what happened, so we don't know to look for it. If that's what y'all are doing on the sideline, then yeah, bring it to my attention so we can address it. But I didn't see
right.
it. Nobody, nobody else saw it. So that's on the Wizards. To address
that.
No one
saw it.
No, I'm asking a question. That's what you're saying.
No one did see it while it happened. It wasn't until they ran it back and then proceeded to play it.
Gotcha.
And then
okay.
proceeded to play it over and over
mm-hmm.
and over and
mm-hmm.
over again. Then
gotcha.
It was
right.
seen. It was plain
gotcha.
Knowledge then. Now, I'm with you.
Yeah.
When the action was going on, nobody saw it. I didn't even see it. I didn't
okay.
even see it. But then when they said, oh, hold on, you know, Gooden for nothing.
This is what happened.
Gooden for nothing and,
okay.
and catcher said, hold on, look at this assistant coach. He hit the basketball, and it was the Wizards' ball. And they were trying to get KCP was trying to get the ball to Kuzma. That coach stuck his hand out in front of Kuzma and smacked that ball out of bounds. And they gave the ball to New Jersey. And
yeah, they need to
lose
be
by
yeah.
1 point.
Brooklyn.
Was to lose by 1 point. I mean Brooklyn. Sorry.
Well, actually, then Willie was making that pass.
Okay, I knew it was KCP or Dinwiddie. But
KCP got the pass from. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I said he got the pass up from KCP, and Dinwiddie got the ball quarter quarter, then tried to pass it to Kuzma. Dude stuck his hand. The ball went right past the ref. The ref looked as he was going that way and looked. you're supposed to be into the game. You're getting paid all this much money, knowing that you got to be scrutinized over everything. And then you just had something to say about what Dak said about that. You stepping into about the NFL business. So, but yet you still making wrong calls. And I don't see why y'all can't go back when it, especially when it's 2 minutes under this game and it's a crucial game. Any game, period, is crucial. But why you can't? You got the technology. You got the film. Okay, we realize you make mistakes. You're human. So let's use the technology that we got to be able to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
In a perfect world, yes, that would have worked that way. But because it was so bang bang, quick fast, and the official missed it. He missed it. I don't know if what he was looking at, you know, to miss that man standing directly behind him in the direction that the ball was thrown, you know, because, I mean, am I wrong? I thought a part of the official's job was to watch the movement of the basketball. Am I wrong?
Exactly.
So if it's your job to watch the movement of the basketball, how in the heck do you not see a coach from the opposing team stick his hand out? It's just like when Kane and Tree said this last night. It's just like when Tomlinson stuck his foot out on the playing field and tripped up that runner. That's a fine, dog. That is a fine. And then for the Wizards to lose that game by one point, I'm telling you, this is furthermore proof that Kelly Austin needs to sell this Wizards team. Give us an owner that cares about this team, man. Because any other
owner, that Green Bay.
Do you think Jenny Butts will allow that to happen?
No. Well, you know what? Let me say this.
Some stuff to happen right now that everybody ain't liking right now. As far as them picks.
This is what I think. I think they done went to the NBA with it. And I think they done hassled over it. And I think that the powers that be in the NBA said, man, that ain't nothing to argue about. Y'all ain't lose that game because of that play right there. And they made their decisions the same way we sitting here arguing about it. If we're looking at it and we're looking at it on TV, hate to do that stuff. I'm sure they done went there and they done just said, that ain't enough.
Well, I'm gonna say
no.
If that was said to Terry Austin and he accepted that, get your punk ass away from my team. For real.
Sometimes you ain't got no choice. You ain't got the NBA. If what's his name say no, if you go to the commissioner.
You lost by 1 point. That's one possession. And you lost a possession because the coach stuck his hand into the plate. Like Monty said.
I agree with you.
It completely ruined the momentum of the game, the flow of the game at that moment. It completely ruined it. And then,
so can you prove, though, by what you saw, that it was an accident or he deliberately did it? That's what they took to the commissioner or to whoever they had to take it to. That's what they took it to, and it's just like
it don't make a difference.
Yes, but I'm just saying, if it's not findable, I'm saying if they took it there and the commissioner said it's not findable, ain't nothing that the Wizards can do about it after that.
So we don't know.
I'm sure that.
So in other words, the commissioner is open the door, leave wide for assistant coaches.
No, I didn't say that. And I'm not saying that. Hold on, Kel. Calm down, bro. I'm not disagreeing with you, okay? Before you turn your venom someplace else. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying. I'm just saying what might have happened, bro. Come on, man. Aim that gun someplace else, player.
I, I understand what you're saying, 57. But what I'm saying is it was deliberate. It was deliberate, and it killed the Wizards' flow and momentum in the game. And for the commissioner to sit there, if they had this meeting and the commissioner said to Ted Leonsis, oh, well, that wasn't deliberate. We're not going to. Hey, listen, that's one more reason Ted Leonsis need to give this damn Wizards team up. If he accepts that, let me put it this way, dog. If it was the other way around and a Wizards coach stuck his hand out there during the field of play, stuck his hand out there and disturbed the momentum, do you think that the Nets owner would accept a BS answer like you just gave?
I don't know if he would or not, but I'd say this, and hopefully Tria vouched for me because this is how we met. We met going to a sporting event. I've never thought that you should never have yourself in a position where a penalty or a call causes you to lose the game. We had a whole lot of opportunities last night to win the game, and we blew it. Let's call it for what it is. We blew the game on a whole lot of opportunities last night when we could have won the game. So don't tell me that guy knocking the ball out of bounds caused us to lose the game. No, it was a whole lot of other plays, man. That's what I look at. I look at the whole totality of the situation, and then I comment.
You shouldn't have been in that situation to have to say
in the first place
reason why we lost the game. I feel you.
Thank you.
That's what you're saying.
You know what? In your perfect world, maybe. In your perfect world, maybe. But in the world that I live in, when you lose by 1 point, that means one possession can make a difference in the whole game. That was a possession.
Well, I'm going to say this to you. If my world was perfect, I'd have been at the game last night.
Okay.
My world ain't perfect.
Let me finish, please. When you lose by 1 point, one possession does make a difference. And then,
That's your opinion, man. And you tied it to it, but I don't agree with that.
Let's not forget the fact that the ball went out of bounds and they called it off of the whistle. So that was a complete turnover caused by the other team's coach. Come on, I can't be the only one that sees the wrong in that. I can't be.
Nobody's saying that.
I agree with you. But what I'm saying is it shouldn't have came down to that one play.
Thank you.
Right? At home, y'all should have been up 4 or 5 possessions. And y'all had an opportunity.
When we had the opportunity.
That, but y'all keep shooting yourself in the foot.
He was down the whole game. Now, what I will say, if they were in a position to win regardless, right? They were in a position to win regardless. But that damn three ball and falling in love with that three ball, all y'all needed was two. Why everybody decides that they want to shoot the three ball killed me. I did not understand that. And I'm not saying that was one.
But Kale, that was four possessions. That was four extra possessions that y'all had to win the game, right? After the debacle with the hand, with the all that, with the ball. Now y'all got possessions still to win the game. Even after that, y'all had a chance to win the game. Four times. That's why I'm saying you can't really blame it on just that one play. You know,
how do you come up with
four? It's the reason why y'all lost the game. That's why I'm saying it.
How did you come up with four?
Because y'all, when y'all went up when y'all shot the ball, that was when y'all shot the ball, that was one. He got the rebound, threw it out. He shot the ball. That was two. He threw it back out again. Well, okay, so three. My bad, three. Three times. Not four, three.
Don't forget the cut. He missed Kuzma going to the basket. Don't forget the cut. He missed Kuzma going to the basket.
Exactly. So that's a misplay.
You know what? It's funny to me because if this was the Chicago Bulls,
I would be mad. Yeah, I would be mad about the call, but I wouldn't be blaming it on that play. I would be saying them MFs, they should have banged in and try to get a two so somebody can foul them and go to the line. Winning on the line, dog. That's what I would have been saying.
Can I add this? Both of you guys are right. Both of you guys' perspective is right. But my point is, what I want to say is that, okay, regardless of, okay, the Wizards had, they shot themselves in the foot, they had a chance, but say this is for the championship. Do you want the refs to get it right? Okay, because when you criticize them for when they don't get it right and what have you, they want to say something about it. But then when they make the call or whatever, when it changes, like you say, when it changes lives or livelihood or whatever, from winning a championship to not winning the championship, to somebody's legacy or not, you know, legacy of winning for just one call. You know, regardless of obvious what happened in the game before they're part of this, but you're supposed to get this call right. You got three officials. That's why I argued they need four officials, not just three. They need four because the game is so fast-paced. If it's that fast-paced for them, you're missing calls like that, get four out there.
I understand what you're saying, Ted. I do. I understand what you're saying. But what I'm saying is, they didn't get the call right. The move on, they didn't get it right.
True.
We can't go back.
That's true.
So they didn't get the call right. So we move on. Then they get three extra possessions to win the game, and then you still want to blame it on this one call? Not cool.
That's on the Wizards. That's on them choosing that to blame. Like, I understand what you're saying, Lady T, as far as them, they using that as the handicap. No, they cannot. You know, you can't use that as an excuse. So even if that was a bull. But like I said, you just wanted you wanted to get it right. You know, like as far as even with trials, you know, with the trial, if you're on trial for murder, if you're trial for self-defense, but they
want
to charge you for homicide.
Right.
So you
want
to be fair
and
right. So.
Yeah,
but
you're right. You can't blame it on that one call.
I think everybody watched sports.
Right. They did not get the call right. So we know that. You know what I'm saying? They didn't get the call right. So we can't go back, y'all. They didn't get it right. So the next thing to do is the next possession is you just got to hold on to the possession and make your shot. Go in. Make them foul you. That's the key. The key is to win the game. So now that you didn't get the call, you got to play smart. You only got 14 seconds left.
Pretty soon they're going to let AI, artificial intelligence, call the game. They got the cameras everywhere, so just going to let the artificial intelligence call the game.
We already passed it, bro. They missed it. The artificial, the camera missed it. Everybody missed it.
Everybody missed it,
so we gotta move on.
No.
At some point,
move
on.
The camera did not miss it. We know
that's
what
the only thing didn't miss
because
it.
The camera caught it.
Yeah, the camera can't talk.
True, it can't. All right, y'all, enough of that. 563-999-3782. Y'all know what time it is. I hope y'all ready. I'm ready.
go. I ain't never ran from a now I ain't never. If I didn't cut my legs out right now, I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? Ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never, ever, ever. I never, ever, ever go against my kind for some n****s on the other side. Never, ever, ever. I never, ever, ever put a f*** for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mine. Lately, I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke. Still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gonna bang. Can't be the...
Man, the bass in that song got me going. The bass, yeah. the bass. I try not to like that song, but the bass got me going. I ain't never killed by the mother of the diesel.
I'm going through now, Mima.
Hey, everybody.
Actually, guys, I have to take care of something, so I have to go. But I'll give you my picks over the phone. And don't forget to call the show this weekend, 5 to 7 on Saturday.
We got you. Okay.
Bye.
Got you.
3462. Good night.
Good night, brother.
Good night. Well, we know what's getting ready to happen now.
Yeah, we can use the N-word. No, let me stop.
Marcus, you with us?
Marcus, you here, bro?
I'm here.
Okay.
Let's talk Black History Month.
Tang, you, shut up, boy. Tang, you with us, bro?
I got Tang pick.
Okay.
Come on,
right,
man.
Yeah,
let's talk Black History Month, man. Let's what's up. Talk
you
about how it feels to be free.
Oh, my goodness. Deep.
Freedom.
You know what I'm
freedom.
Saying, you know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? Debo, you hit me, baby. Send me a text, Debo. Let me know you got your ears on, man. Reese, you here?
I'm here.
Hey,
okay.
Reese. Hear me?
Okay.
Me too, Reese. Me too. Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
Don't laugh with him, y'all.
Don't laugh with him.
You know what I mean? Do not encourage him.
Get ready, you mothers, for the big payback.
Uh-uh.
Come on, Trace. All you, baby. All you, Trace.
Okay.
I can't with this, baby.
All right, you guys. This is the divisional round. This is the divisional round. This is the round before the big dance. You guys. All right. Bengals versus the Titans. Bengals versus the Titans. Tang went with the Titans. Come on, Reese. What you going?
I'm going Titans.
Come on, 57.
Bengals.
Come on, Marcus.
Titans.
Come on, Mima. Titans. Come on, Kale.
I'm going Bengals.
Debo ready?
Bengals.
I'm going Titans. All right, you guys. Did I leave anybody out? No, I did not. Let's keep it moving. Oh, Lou picked Bengals. Okay, 49ers versus the Packers. 49ers versus the Packers, you guys. I'm going first. 49ers.
You right.
Go, Reese.
Packers.
Girl, you better ride us out. We just winning this thing, huh? Come on, Mima. I'm going Green Bay.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Let me see. What? Oh, Lucy.
Hey, no girl power there, huh?
Okay, no, none. None. Just abandoned station, jump ship. Like the Titanic in this thing. Come on, Marcus.
Yeah, the Packers, man, they getting too many players back in here.
Hey, Marcus, nobody asked you none of that. We just need to pick, sir.
I'm just saying, I was going to hold your hand.
I thought you wasn't feeling well, Will. Rest your voice. Rest your voice.
I'm just saying.
For the next
I'm going to hold your hand, Trees. I'm going to be.
That's terrible. That's terrible. That's how I see our brothers do. Come on, 57. Mm.
Packers.
Ooh.
Mm.
Y'all got no faith.
Yeah.
Come on, Debo. Stay in your division, Debo.
You take the Packers.
Wow.
That means the 49ers going to win. Come on, Kim.
Green Bay, yeah.
Huh? Oh, Green Bay. Okay.
Yeah, it's daytime, Tree. Y'all beat them up too many times.
They're going to be over.
That's why it's daytime, y'all.
I pick 49. Okay. It ain't
who the Tang pick?
Stop saying that.
Tang pick the 49ers? I'm just double checking and everything sell out scared. I'm just checking.
He ain't on the phone.
Tang know better. Tang know better than not to pick the.
Yeah, he know where them grits cooked at, baby. He know where that butter is.
He the one cooking them. Rams,
come on. Hey.
Rams versus the Bucks, y'all. Let's keep it moving. Rams versus the Bucks. All right, this is a good one. Rams versus. This is a good one, too, y'all. Rams, all of them good. All of them good, actually. We should have some good football. Rams. And
yeah.
Bucks. Rams and Bucks. Tang went Bucks. Reese, what you say?
Bucks.
Okay. Come on, Kale.
Rams.
Dadgummit.
Come on, 57.
I can't, man. He going with the Rams. Dang.
Well, they got another team.
And hey, bad luck, Sleprock right there, boy. All right, but I'm going to stick with the Rams.
I'm the champion, man. How am I bad luck, Sleprock, or whatever it is?
We going to see, Kale. I'm riding with you, dog.
Come on, Martin.
You know what I mean?
I really want to go with the Rams, but I can't go against the old man. Going past.
Oh, I'm
going to. I'm going Brady.
Brady going to be exposed this week, dog. I'm trying to tell you.
Yep.
I hope so.
Belichick.
Come on,
Belichick sent the root.
I'm going with the Rams. They're faster than the Bucks.
Yep.
That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, them young boys will run over that what's name, man.
Yeah, I think it's going to be that defense that's going to let the Bucks down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And boost the Rams.
Odell Beckham got something to prove.
He ready to play now, ain't he, sis?
What
he ready to play now.
Yes, he is.
Debo picked, hold on 1 second, excuse me. He picked the Rams. Say it with your chest. I did say it with my chest. Didn't I say Green Bay with my chest, y'all?
No.
You better text me talking about something.
No, he did, Debo. No, he did, Debo. He said it weak, man. You're right.
They with no conviction,
did.
Huh?
Yeah, none at all.
Yeah, I'm ready for the next one. And the last one is the Bills versus the Chiefs. The Bills versus the Chiefs, guys.
Mm.
Come on, Kale.
I'm rolling with the Bills, man.
Yeah.
I'm rolling with the Bills.
Huh.
Hmm? Come on, Reese.
I'm going with the Bills.
Thanks, Ed Bills. Come on, Mima. I'm going with that little light-skinned boy here. I'm going with the
Kermit. Kermit the Frog.
You mean the little curly-haired boy?
Oh,
yeah, I'm going with the little curly-haired boy.
Kermit Mahomes.
Lucy. What did Debo say?
Kansas City. Bama.
Come on, Marcus.
Bills.
57.
I'm going with the light skin boy.
That's right. That little light skin boy's on the road.
Yeah, Kermit McDowell, whatever his name is.
I'm going with the Bills.
Okay, you guys, now we're going to do it like we did the last game. Rushing yards for both teams.
Oh, I don't know about that.
For both teams. Takeaways for both teams. And I need one player that will score a touchdown from each team that you think is going to score a touchdown. We call those anytime scores. So they can score any time of the game. As long as the game is in session, they can score. So, y'all got that?
Y'all good?
Y'all good? Y'all got that? Bill, you want to go first?
Yeah, let me go first.
First of all, I need a score. I messed up. I'm sorry. I need a score
for
the
Bills and Chiefs.
For the Bills and Chiefs. Go, Kale. Give me a score.
I got the Bills 24, Chiefs 17.
Fine. Give me a score.
I got the Bills 27, the Chiefs 23.
Reese, give me a score, Reese.
It's very hard. Yeah.
Bills 23, the Chiefs 14.
Come on, 57, give me a score.
31-14, Chiefs.
Come on, Marcus.
I'm going 25 to 23, Buffalo.
Come on, Mima. 27-21, Kansas City. Come on, Debo.
Hold on one second.
I'm going to go 24-20. Wait, no, Debo.
Debo got 35-24, Kansas City.
Now, Kale, I need rushing yards for both teams, takeaways for both teams, and your anytime score for both teams.
Okay, my rushing yards will be Bills 106, Chiefs 75. Takeaways will be Bills 2, Chiefs 1. And what else you say you need?
Anytime score.
Ooh, wow. Okay. What's that, little boy? Number 10 for the Chiefs, the receiver.
You know what? Because it's going to be hard for us to pick the names because everybody's not going to know the names. All right. Let's do what do you think we should do, Kale? Let's do something
that we all can
defensive yards.
How it's going to be hard to pick the name. That was a good one.
That was a good one? Y'all want to keep that one?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I don't know
none
of the
people.
See, a lot of people don't know the Chiefs players.
Yeah.
Or the Bills players.
Yeah,
just let the people, I'm telling you, everybody, if they smart, they're going to copy off each other. I'm telling you, because this one, this one easy.
Yeah, you can do it like that because I'm going to copy off each other.
What's dude name, number 10, the receiver for Kansas City?
Tyreek Hill.
Put him down for one score, and
who?
Let me see, the Bill Tyreek Hill for Kansas
okay.
City, and damn, I can't even think. Oh, Diggs for the Bills. The
okay,
wide receiver
yeah.
Diggs for the
That's
Bills.
A good
one.
Okay.
One score. So
okay,
Tang,
give me your rushing.
And Hill.
Saying, give me your rushing yards for both teams.
What's happening, man?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing, family? Much love and respect,
hey.
Always.
Hey.
All right.
What's happening, man?
I'm going with. All right, all right. I'm going with the Bills. 105. And the Chiefs, 110.
And your takeaway?
I'm going to Bills. Takeaway 2-2.
All right. Reese.
And I'm going, hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm also going with, what's the quarterback name? Allen for the Bills.
Mm-hmm. Anytime score for Allen?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And anytime score for Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, you going with the quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Pretty sneaky, okay. Right?
That's good. That's a good one.
Pretty sneaky.
Yeah, them some good ones, though. Damn, I didn't even think about them.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Bump you. Give me your rushing yards for the Bills, Reese.
Reese's going to go 110 for the Bills rushing and 89 for Kansas City.
And give me your takeaway. Start with Bills. Bills first.
Bills, 2 takeaways. Chiefs, 1.
All right. 57, you are. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Give me her anytime score.
She's going with Tyreek Hill, Kansas City, and Diggs with the Bills.
Okay. Them
were
the ones
killed. Pick two.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Today,
everything is
different.
So it's
all
good.
She's riding her man.
Marcus, do
I? Give me your rest of y'all starting with the Bills first. Do everything Bills first.
All right, I want 99 yards for the Bills. I want 75 yards for the Chiefs.
Give me a takeaway starting with Bills.
2-1.
Anytime score.
Anytime score is Tyreek Hill and Emmanuel Sanders.
And Emmanuel who?
Emmanuel
Sanders.
Oh, Sanders. Okay. Come on, Mima, you up.
Okay.
Give me your rushing yards. Start with the Bills first.
The Bills, 98. The Chiefs, 110.
Give me your takeaway starting with the Bills.
The Bills, 2, Kansas City, 1.
And your anytime scores.
The quarterback for the Kansas City and Diggs.
Holmes and Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, 57, you up. Give me your rushing yards, starting with the Bills.
I say the Bills is 110.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City, 105.
Mm-hmm. Your takeaways,
what's the categories again? The Bills, no takeaways. The Bills, none.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City, 2.
Give me your anytime score.
Anytime score is Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyreek Hill.
They on the same team, right?
Oh, yeah, they both on the same team.
No, you got to give me one on each team.
Oh, I do? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's the quarterback for, I can't think of his name right now, for the
Allen,
Bills?
Josh Allen.
Allen.
Josh Allen, yeah.
Okay. How about Debo? Is he ready?
No, he's not ready yet.
All right. We might have to get him afterwards. I'm going to go with my rushing yards for the Bills. I'm going to go 110. For the Chiefs, I'm going to go 120. For the takeaways, I'm going to go Bills 1 and the Chiefs 2. My thing is anytime score is Allen and Kelsey. Is Debo ready?
Yeah. He said okay. 83 yards rushing for the Bills, 78 for Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
He has both teams with one turnover apiece. And Kelsey, the anytime score for Kansas City. Debo, I need somebody for the Bills. Anytime score for the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting on that.
Anytime score. This is a ticket right here, Marcus. This is a ticket.
What's that?
This one of them tickets that you put in and make some money off of on FanDuel.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I got $25 in there, too. I might go out and do
that. Yeah, put this ticket in there.
Come on, Debo.
You're going to win some money.
Who you got for the Bills?
Come on, Debo.
Right?
We ain't got time to be waiting on you, Debo.
Wesley Walker. Who the hell is that? Wesley Walker.
Well, we're going to see
them all. Yeah, we no.
I mean, we're going
to
see what they play.
I'm going to have to look them up.
And that.
Okay, y'all.
That concludes Mrs. T's pick. I hope you guys win. Congratulations and good luck to everyone that's playing.
Well, actually, the only congratulations is for DMV Kale.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations to DMV Kale for winning last week's pick.
Congratulations again.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about I want them all. I want all my congratulations. Yeah, how about? And Debo,
about time.
Oh boy, Debo said that Wesley Walker is the slot receiver for the Bears.
Oh yeah, he do be scoring
right?
too.
Yeah, he do. That would be a good pick. All right, y'all, we're gonna take a quick one. 563-999-3782. As Tree said, good luck. Hopefully nobody will be calling Tree trying to talk about, I need to change this, I need to change that. Because I'm telling y'all, she ain't doing it. We'll be right back.
Nope.
Hold up, son. Word.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo, I got
the
phone.
Your eyes are real, niggas who ain't got no feelings. bitch, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man.
If you will get touched, that's my joke.
All right, Doc.
Yeah, so let's talk this second, this divisional weekend. Tree.
Yes.
I really wanted to go with y'all. I really wanted to go with 49. I'm like Marcus. You know, I'm going to hold your hand throughout and roll with y'all. But I'm telling you, I just feel that the Packers are due for a win with y'all. Because they are 0 out of 3 attempts, you know.
Yeah.
I just feel like they are a little bit ready for y'all. And as Mima said, with this Rams and Bucks game, I really think that Rams defense will be too much for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I'm serious. And not just that defensive line, you know, Ramsey roaming that backfield. I mean, y'all know I love Sean Taylor. And Ramsey is the closest thing left to Sean Taylor in the playoffs right now. So, you know.
Both of them teams, is 0-2 against us and 0-3 against us.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm trying to, all I got right now is hope, bro. I'm still in it. All I got is hope. So I'm going to ride it out until there ain't no more hope. I'm going to be sitting on the couch with everybody else.
Yeah.
Or not. I might be holding the trophy.
Can the 49ers stay in that cold weather?
We in the cold weather, baby. We in the cold weather. That's what we man, research that.
Hey, Tree.
That's frozen tundra. Yeah, man, you better stop playing with us. Look at some of them Super Bowls we won. Cold weather, baby. We live in the cold weather. Santa Clara, on the water.
That was then, baby.
We still live right there on the water. I'm talking about right now. We live on the water, baby.
The Wisconsin weather, sheesh.
Man, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I wish I could go for both of y'all, because that's what I want to do, but I can't.
Trees, you're going to love what I do to my nachos.
What? What you going to do,
you're going to love my nachos, yeah. You know what I mean? The chili cheese, y'all. They
You're gonna be over there kicking yourself. You're gonna be saying I should have went with my sister, man. I don't even know. I lunched out.
Nah. Hey, I'm gonna tell you this. If y'all win this week against the Packers, I'm riding y'all all the way to the end.
We don't need to though. If we win against the Packers, it's closed. We don't need no sympathy people coming in. We just closed. We ain't giving out no more applications. Everything is denied.
Dang,
I knew when you posted that picture with that T-shirt. As soon as you did that, I was like, "Oh, they're gonna lose next week." I knew it. As soon as you did that.
Are you talking about my picture?
Yeah, your picture
on
the chat now.
That's all the picture. I mean, what else picture I supposed to post? Look, if your team would have won, y'all would be. And let me tell you something. Y'all is the most hypocritical team that I know, because I'm winning. I'm supposed to be bad. I'm supposed to be just like I am right now. Because if I wasn't, I'd be a fool. And if y'all was winning right now, y'all had to be so big, Kel's Corner wouldn't be able to hold it.
Stop playing with me right now. Oh, both of y'all. Stop playing with me.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I can't nobody else
no.
be happy right now. I'm still in it. Cold, well, and
she'll
all.
She bring me y'all. She
oh,
that
means
y'all.
Me, Ma, in this conversation, too. Me, Ma, you were here, too. You were here, too. This for you, too.
No, you're the only one
too.
On the corner.
This for you, too. I'm the only one on this phone that's still in it. How about that?
But I can't drive.
Y'all should be talking to me. It's
okay.
Only me.
That's it. I was with you until you said that right there.
You know what
I'm saying? We should be talking about
that. I was with you until you said that right there. You the only one carrying the banner. Ain't that some crap?
That's right. But it's true. Look at me, people on this phone. Ow.
You see how she spit that venom? You see how she spit that venom out at us, y'all?
Man,
y'all
keep calling me because of my team still
she
in
know.
It. Like, what y'all want
she
me to do?
Hey, not me, sis. I'm with you, sis. I'm with you. I'm with you against them
bounds. With my picture on it.
Show that picture. That's right. Show that picture, sis.
You say what?
Show that picture next week.
They're just mad because he ain't in it.
You think you won the Super Bowl right now. Walk in KO House right now.
Hey, look. All of it's still up. Hey, look. I told Reese, I said, man, I should just go ahead and take everything down. Reese said, no, not yet. Wait till after football is over. Football ain't over yet. I said, you know what, baby? You damn right.
We gotta have some place to sit at the corner. We gotta have some place to sit at the corner, even though our team is not winning. You know, we on the couch. We've been on the
there
couch for the games. I mean, when season started, so you know.
but y'all should be supporting the sister that ain't on the couch. But no, look at y'all.
No, y'all, man.
I don't need this kind of support.
I just said, that's what I'm saying.
Before you got all upset about what I said. Wait a minute, what happened? Because Marcus
is
trying to talk real low and hard. Hold on, let me hear what Marcus got to say real fast. Go ahead.
I got nothing but love for you, baby. Go ahead, Marcus.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't be happy. You know what I'm saying? You should definitely be happy. What it is, all I'm saying is when I seen you went through all that effort to crop that shirt,
I didn't go through no effort. The shirt came like that.
That don't look like
It's made like that. It's a sweater.
I have reason why I think y'all gonna lose.
Why you think we gonna lose, bro? Come on, you supposed to support a sister.
I mean, not with your pick.
I ain't talking about with your pick. Your pick is what it is. I ain't talking about that. But I'm just talking about now, after the pick and all that, you supposed to be like, sis, I hope y'all win, though, even though I ain't going with y'all. But I hope y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Let me let y'all know something funny real fast.
Little off the subject, but it's really not off the subject. So, okay, so y'all know that Marcus and 57 had a bet, right? Marcus,
yeah.
I'm about to tell the story. So, Marcus won the bet. Y'all
right.
know, Lady T, some other people on here, I'm just going to call myself out, smoke Marlboros, right? So,
right.
Marcus won the bet. I shoot him the money over. Bam. But I only shoot him half of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Marcus called me today and said, hey, sis. I said, yeah, what's going on, Marcus? He said, I was doing the math, and something ain't adding up. What are you talking about? He said, something ain't adding up. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, 57 bet 20, and I bet 20. He said, that's 40, ain't it? I said, all day. He said, but you only get, I said, oh, bro, before we hang up, by the time we hang up, you had that 20. By the time we hang up, I am so sorry. My apologies to you. I was so embarrassed, y'all. I was so embarrassed. Marcus said, I thought it was some kind of tax or something on it. Oh, my God. That was
57
be
lost the bet, too?
A little bit of humor. Yeah, 57 lost the bet. Oh, me, my
No
dad.
Wonder he told Henry. That's why he told Henry. He lost the bet.
Like that all the time, bro. That's me. I'm like that all the time.
You honor it all the time, bro. I don't even believe that.
Not about Huckleberry.
You know what I'm saying?
I
don't be a Huckleberry.
Yeah, I lost
and
the bet.
Henry.
Oh,
no, that's not even
bet.
Me. I lost the bet. Yeah, I lost the bet. I love competition. He won it fair and square. That's all right. I get him next year. I that's what I believe in. I get you next year. go and take my money, Marcus, but hold on to it because I'm coming back for it.
I know that's right.
The bet was just for fun.
There you go, baby.
We're going to the Super Bowl next year.
$20.
I don't know what our name's going to be, but we're going to Super Bowl.
No, if he says he's predicting that y'all going to Super Bowl next year.
And y'all might be in Virginia. You never know.
Who is your quarterback going to be, sir? Let's discuss that.
Well, hey, look, hold on. Hold on, Cam. You know, you got to come up with some new questions because you just asked this question Tuesday. Thursday, you need to come up with a new set of questions. Yes, I did. I told you, Rudolph. You ain't got no more quarterbacks for us to get. Everybody else you got is broken. So we might as well, you know, ain't neither of us coming to your team. San Francisco, you got anybody you want to give up?
We
looking for a quarterback.
Not at the moment, sir. We didn't get
all
our quarterbacks.
And how do you feel about all this talk that Garoppolo won't be there with you next season? Y'all depending on Garoppolo right now in the present. And then people coming out saying that y'all are not going to sign him again.
Oh,
what
is
all that about?
I didn't hear that. I'm going to have to let you know about that on Tuesday, but I didn't hear about that.
But I think that's the healthiest situation in the NFL. Garoppolo know he's about to go. He's ready to go. He know that team that belongs to somebody else, and he ain't complaining.
If he
went
to Super Bowl, he
going to
stay.
And you think he going
to
stay if he went to Super Bowl?
Yeah, if he went to Super Bowl, they going to keep him.
I don't think so.
They keep him on the. Well, I do.
I mean, it's your team, but I think if he wins the Super Bowl, if he loses, I think he's definitely gone. If he wins, I think
he's
gone also.
Gone. Yeah. But if he win it, he's going to be there another year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to be on
it. Yeah, he's going to be there another year. They're going to keep him under him for another year because he ain't ready for real. Everybody keep – I mean –
don't think so,
hey,
too.
Hey, Bella, I mean, look, you ain't going to never be ready to the naked eye until you play the game. You ain't going to never, ever be ready until you –
that's
you
what
get
I think so, too.
You're going to have to do it. That's just like running a race. You can be the fastest person, but ain't nobody going to never know it until you get out there and do it. So you got to do it. Once you get out there and do it, then it's
don't
whatever.
Be throwing no trash at people. Don't be throwing no trash.
You right.
I was honestly feeling good.
I was honestly feeling good
because we made it all the way until this point of the show for some cowboy talk to sneak in there. I was like,
no,
we're going to get through a whole
I can't unhear that.
But I am going to say real quick, that did officially apologize for his comment. Yeah,
he meant a portion of it at the time because you got to think it's in the heat of the moment. He's mad. He just lost. He's not gonna play. People gonna be. He already know all these things is coming. So it was just like, how you feel right now? And then he just said what he said. So I mean,
I think that is a disservice. That is a disservice to players to go through the ups and downs of a playoff game, and then those cameras and those mics are stuck in your face.
Yeah,
I think that's a disservice to the players, man.
Yeah.
Because you know, we're not really looking for a different answer. We want this guy's pure, honest answer. And when he gives it to us, we ridicule and put him down.
Analyze it.
For speaking his heart. Analyze it. You know, Shannon Sharp, he went off, I mean, all week about Dak and should apologize. And then when Dak did apologize, he went, why it take so long? It shouldn't have took so long. Man, listen, he apologized, though. He's not even playing no more this season. Leave it alone. Leave it the hell alone,
dog. What did
he say?
That was so bad. I ain't hear it. What did he say?
He said that he was cool and it was good that the fans were throwing trash at the referees because he felt like they lost the game because of the ref.
Damn, Dak.
Y'all
don't teach him no better than that in Dallas?
Oh, if they were in Argentina playing football, they wouldn't have cared.
Said what?
If they was in Argentina playing football, they wouldn't have cared what they did to them referees.
But they, hey.
I'm not agreeing with them. I'm just making a joke, man. I'm just making
hey,
a joke.
Hey, but you was
man.
In Dallas, Texas,
I'm
man.
Not a, I'm not a
home of the NFL. Home of the NFL, bro. How can you do that, Dan?
Hey, bro. I already said it, though, man. He was wrong, bro. He was wrong for saying that, point blank. I ain't need nothing else to talk about. He was wrong, period. I'm glad he apologized.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I'm still on my own. This is not a good look. This is not a good look.
Nah, it's definitely not.
Well, I guess they say shit.
And now when players are interviewed, and they keep it to the vest. They don't tell you how they feel. Then the media should take a look at this situation and understand why players don't want to say certain things, why players are not letting their actual feelings be heard.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I be in class, I say no comment, but they don't. If they could read my mind, that put me out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
That's right.
Yeah, because when the classes I sit in, I'd be ready to say Black Lives Matter, but I know I would get put out because I'm the only black one in there.
Good Lord.
Nice.
Yeah.
You say, but that reason, there's a time and a place for everything.
That's right.
Well, all I'm going to say, it's always a time for Black Lives Matter. I don't give a hoot where I'm at. It's always time.
I ain't wanted to mess up my contract, Kale.
Your money and your survival is first. When you wake up in the morning, you think how are you going to maintain where you are. You're not thinking about being black. You are black. You know what I mean? But you think
about they can't take that away.
Exactly. But your mind.
And every morning you leave out, you got to deal with that. You already know that.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Let's deal with the rest of it now.
Are we sure Lou is off this? Look, let me scroll through the studio, man.
If not, he got a lot to talk about.
A whole lot to talk about. And look, we call into his show Saturday. I heard you guys talking about Black Lives Matter. that's not funny to y'all.
No, it ain't. Well, first of all, you control this corner, Kale. If you didn't kick him off, he ain't off.
He hung up.
Yeah, when he hung up, you got it. Hey, boom, boom, boom.
We know how things go when somebody hang up.
You know what, Kale? If I wasn't feeling such a good mood today, man, forget you.
Hey, look, I
am not going there today. Huh? That's right.
I forgot what we were conversating about. But, just now we were talking about the women. And I was pushing. I'm like, watch this, man. I'm going to hang up. And I'm going to text him. I'm going to text him and be like, for real, young?
You killed me with that, man.
I know you be looking at your phone like, I can't stand this black, you know what.
I was up the other day, and the text comes through. I was getting ready to go to you next, y'all. I'm like, God damn, am I just going to, excuse me. I'm sorry. I was like, I just had to run out for a second. Every time I have to go to the laboratory, do I have to tell you?
No,
you don't, sir. Thank you. No, you don't.
Marcus, y'all. I'm telling y'all, Joe. I'm at work, man. I'm holding my stomach. They like, what's going on with you? I'm like, nothing, man. It's, my folks, man, they crazy. Y'all have got all type of pictures going on. Y'all even had Tang involved this morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tang don't do that.
Hey, man. Marcus be having me going.
I said to myself, I said, man, Tang don't be getting into this stuff. You know, sparked up the nostalgia with Tang. Damn.
You kicked it off, bro.
You sure did.
You kicked it off.
I was about to say, man.
When I
it's too
up,
early
when
for
I
this crap
up,
in the morning.
Yours is the first one I saw.
All right, go check something, you know. Go do a search or somewhere, you know. Shit, do some alarms.
The Scooby Doo jump. Okay, yeah, I did saw that.
Yeah,
but
my bad.
I read that one and it was funny to me. So yeah, okay, I take that back. I apologize to you, 57. You didn't start it.
Yeah,
hey, look, it ain't
yeah,
no. Let's all say today.
Hey, look.
That was ready. Students quick and seven. Saw that. You got him started.
Yeah.
He was ready to roll.
I'm dude. Like a kid. You wake me up in the morning and you just might like you just gave me a glass of Kool-Aid with all the sugar. I'm ready.
Ready.
Hyper, huh?
Hell
yes,
yeah.
Sir.
No hammer.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you something, man. These last 2 years on the corner have been absolutely great for me, man. I say, I don't know about nobody else, and I ain't trying to get all melancholy, but, man, this has been fun. This has really been fun. Yeah. I'm glad that all the people that could take the jokes, the harassment, are still here, because I love this type of stuff, man. This is wonderful. I'm serious.
Glad you're still here.
Hey,
that's
no doubt.
I am too. I am too. Thank God. And you know what? And that's when I really got into it. When I was in the hospital, that's when I really got into it. And when I was in the hospital, so yeah, you're right. Thank you.
That's
good. And just so y'all know. Just so y'all know, just to show y'all how great this thing is and how 57 is a part of this, next Tuesday when we come on to be my birthday, I'll be 65 years old. Thank
right.
you.
All right.
Baby.
Right.
Bless you.
We're going to
party on the corner next Tuesday, baby.
We're partying on the corner, baby. Huh?
Catching
I hear you. Another young person in the house, huh? Another young person in the house. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Tree.
That's right.
Tree, real quick.
Damn, boy. You really are Huckleberry. You're old Huckleberry.
What's that,
bro? Old Huckleberry,
Debo
baby.
Debo said, no, not Walker. It's Beasley, the slot for the
deal. That's to say.
So he want Beasley, not Walker.
All right.
Yeah, because Wes Walker about my age.
I can't believe ain't nobody else pick Beasley. That's a good pick. That's a good pick, Debo. Because Beasley going to definitely score.
He ain't been school lately.
But he going to score.
The hell with Debo and Beasley. I ain't thinking about me. What are you talking about? I'm the champ. I got
like Super Bowl for you, ain't it, bro? You ain't won nothing all year. You have your Kale. Every time you won anything, you tied with somebody. You always tied with somebody. Did you ever win it outright?
No, I won one.
Yes, I have
won one.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
I thought somebody had to, you know, to carry you across the line, like, you know, like you got to push the wheelchair across the line in the marathon. I just thought, you know.
Well, actually, I had to carry your 65-year-old ass across the line.
I appreciated that. Hey, look, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You ain't going to look. Two things you're going to live off of for the rest of this thing is the fact that y'all beat us when we was on 11-0. And that little help you gave me a couple of weeks back when you said, 57, go with the Steelers. That's what you got, bro. Oh, and you just won. That's what you got. Two football seasons, and that's what you got.
Debo.
Oh, here we go with Debo.
No, he talking about something. I want to join the 49ers for real. I know what he's doing, y'all. You ain't slick, y'all. He trying to get me worked up, y'all, because he's sending me dumb, Texas. You know what I mean? You know, hey, Slim, you know my allegiance, man. You know who I'm with. No, I'm not with the 49ers, but these are the only teams left playing, so I got to pick either or. That's all. Cut it out, man. Come back.
Step on his toe. You want to make it mad? Step on his toe, Debo. Step on his toe. He get mad as hell.
Next person step on my toe, I'm catching charges, bro. Yeah. I ain't even asking you what you got something you want to say? Nah, I'm going in my bags, man. I'm going in my bags for real. Hey,
where do you ride the train at, bro? They go shoot somebody.
Hey, now, listen, you must got bunions on your feet, man, to go there, bro.
Hey, Slim.
I'm telling you.
Beautiful on the red line. It's beautiful on the red line.
Oh, damn.
When you get on that green line, dog, anything happening, champ. And anybody that know about that green line know exactly what the heck I'm talking about, for real.
Yeah, you better hold on the green line.
Yeah, I used to get on that
drink
a long time ago.
Hey, listen, it's only gotten worse, Tree. Trust me.
Wow.
It's only gotten worse. Yeah.
It all depends on what direction you're going on the gray line. After Lafont Plaza.
Anything after Lafont. And now with the baseball field. Slim, trust me. Yeah, that green line's something else.
Wow.
For real. But anyway, we all had a good time. We're going to have a good time this weekend. Y'all know, you know, I can't even use sympathy conversation for your team. Because I got this Bama texting me, calling me a traitor. You know what I mean? So,
I can't. What you got to do, bro?
Oh, man. Right, Tree. I said what I said.
Stand on it.
Your integrity is what matters, Kale. Your integrity is what matters, bro.
I still think that referee that touched the basketball toward the Wizards game, his ass should be fired out the door. Forget a fire.
Hey, man. Can't do that, fire. Man. We can't do that.
Man, fire that Bama, man.
He should have been
him out. Get him. He should have been ejected.
Fine. I do believe that. They're not going to fine him, but he should have been ejected and fined.
Well, hey, players do stuff and get suspended the next game. Players do stuff and they get suspended. Yeah, exactly. Suspend his age ASAP. That's about.
Well, all I'm going to say before you cut us off is, Wizards, don't get yourself in that position again where you need that type of help. Win the game that you can win.
I agree. We agree wholeheartedly on that because even with all of that, they still had a chance to win, but these Bammers falling in love with the three. Like Tree said,
we ain't got no leader.
The floor, drive it to the
what happened was, you know, our coach out, because I believe Unsell would have called a timeout, man. I think that other coach just got a little rattled in that little situation. That's all I believe. You know, it is what it is.
Because we got we had one or two timeouts left, Tank.
Yeah.
I think so. I think he did have one.
Yeah, okay.
Because
he's
supposed
exactly.
to call that timeout. With that time left, he's supposed to call that timeout. Even when Montrezl Harrell got that first rebound, he could have called the timeout because we had the ball
right.
before he passed it out
right.
and they shot it again.
Right.
You know,
right.
But
it is what it is. But, hey, we ain't going to get into that conversation again. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. Come on, Tree.
Well, y'all know it's our Friday, and this is how we get down. I love you guys. I swear we love you guys. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We love you guys. Love on somebody. When you see them, just love on them. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and Facebook at Kale's Corner and blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean. Hey, you guys, don't forget to get your Cash App in for Lady T's picks. Don't forget to get your cash apps and tell somebody you love them. And you guys be safe. Be safe. Wear your mask. Clean your hands. Do all of that stuff. And be safe. And I love you guys. Until we see each other and talk to each other again, I'll see you guys on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Kill.
Hey. Y'all Bama died. Y'all know all about that love stuff. Now, let me stop playing. I love you guys, too. I appreciate you guys. And trust, if there's anything you're involved with in your life that you're giving something to, Kale's Corner, you're giving a lot to it. And we are because of you all. So for that, I say thank you. We'll watch some football this weekend. See you guys on Tuesday. Like Tree said, love the hell right out of somebody, all right? Because everybody got somebody that's coming a little extra with that evilness. So you love that hell right out of them, and we'll check in with you guys on Tuesday, 5 p.m., Big Man Willis. All right?